We are the home of the Gators, but there are other schools in the Southeastern Conference. Let's take a step back and look at the other guys as we head around the SEC on the First and 10 pregame show. Here's Riley Sullivan.
Good afternoon and welcome. Week 12 of college football is here, and we have four SEC teams on a bye this week. Ole Miss will return next week to Gainesville, where they'll face the Florida Gators. Mississippi State will host the number 24 Missouri Tigers. Oklahoma will host number 9 Alabama. And finally, Vanderbilt will travel to Baton Rouge to play the number 21 LSU Tigers. We begin our Around the SEC recap with number 3 Texas taking on Arkansas in Arkansas at noon. Razorbacks already took down then number 4 Tennessee at home in week 6 in a 19-14 win. Here's Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian on preparing to face Arkansas's dual-threat quarterback Talen Green.
Yeah, I think Talen is a fantastic talent. He's got obviously has the size, the arm strength, the ability to run the football and quarterback-driven runs, the ability to buy time, make all the throws down the field. He covers a lot of ground. At 6'6", 230 pounds. So, really, really good talent.
Next up, we have Louisiana Monroe traveling to take on Auburn at 12:45. Here's head coach Hugh Freeze on their progress in recruiting.
The vision is exactly what I told you, that we were going to build this primarily through the high school ranks, and the 24 class came in and made us better, and we played them. We've proven that. Does it make it harder when you don't have immediate success? Sure. But feel like we're holding pretty strong. Hopefully can retain the key guys to our roster and keep taking steps forward.
Next up at 1:30, we have Murray State traveling to take on the Kentucky Wildcats as Kentucky continues to battle the injury bug. But a well-rested Wildcats team returned from their bye, and here's head coach Mark Stoops on the team's mentality heading into their final three games.
I think that's what's important from our team, and what we've been harping on is, you don't realize it because it gets later in the year here, but I mean, there's a third of this season left, and we determine how that's going to finish. And so I think it's really important for our players to be where our feet are and to determine our fate and our finish.
Next at 2, we have Mercer traveling to take on number 9 Alabama. As the former head coach of Fresno University, Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer understands just how much a team like Mercer has to prove in a game like this. Here's DeBoer on his team's emphasis heading into today's game.
It's good. It's good for those schools, I think, for multiple reasons. And, for us, we got to, at this time of the year, especially and coming off of kind of where we're at in the season, for us, it's taking those next steps and really making sure, we don't get sloppy. That's the tricky piece, right?
Next up at 4:14, we have number 24 Missouri traveling to South Carolina to take on the number 23 Gamecocks. With South Carolina starting running back Rocket Sanders coming off 4 touchdowns in just the last 2 games, head coach Shane Beamer talks about the importance of their ground game going into today's matchup.
No, it's huge. I mean, we want to be balanced on offense, but we always want to start with being able to run the football. And when you're able to run the football, it helps so much. So what we've been able to do running the ball has been a huge lift to our football team, our offense in general. And every week's different, and we've got to continue to get better. There's no doubt about it.
Next up, we have number 6 Tennessee facing number 11 Georgia tonight at 7:30. The Volunteers are on a 4-game win streak at the top of the SEC with a clear path to the conference championship if they indeed win out. On the other side, with Georgia falling 28-10 to number 10 Ole Miss last week, tonight may just be a college football playoff elimination game for the Bulldogs. And finally, New Mexico State is traveling to face number 15 Texas A&M at 7:45. The Aggies defense was unable to keep their offense in the game, giving up 44 points in last week's 44-20 loss to South Carolina. That's your Around the SEC recap. I'm Riley Sullivan.